Tom Keith. Always looks forward to January, mm-hmm. because that's when the snow gets deep in his beloved North Woods up on the Gunflint Trail, where he goes to escape from the pressures of public adulation.
That's correct.
Right. When you are the only sound effects person left in live radio today in America, it means that a lot of people are trying to get a piece of you. Tom's cell phone rings about every 2 minutes.
Yeah? I see. You want me to come when? No, I'll be up on the Gunflint Trail then.
The Gunflint Trail, January. That's when all the hikers are gone and the pack takes over. Big timber wolves slipping across the packed snow, seeking their prey. And Tom Keith, aboard his 680-horsepower jet snowmobile. When you work in public radio, you have to put up with a lot of tree huggers and Sierra Club types during the week. So, on his weekends, Tom likes to snowmobile, go through those pristine snowscapes at about 310 miles an hour. And in the heated, soundproof cab of his jet snowmobile, he likes to pop open a cold one and listen to Rush on the radio and do some target shooting with his twin wing-mounted 30-caliber rifles, and then open up the window and toss that can right out, into the wind. I know that there are people who would condemn Tom for going up to a pristine wilderness, the home to endangered species such as the giant snowy owl, the snowy gopher, the great white ox, driving at 310 miles per hour through there. Those people don't understand the terrible pressures of live broadcasting. To stand alone in front of a live microphone and know that in 25 seconds you're going to have to do the cry of a giant condor, and it's got to be better than all the other giant condor cries you've ever done in your career. People are taping this at home. They compare your performances.
Can't do it.
And now the script is coming toward your giant condor cue, and suddenly you can't remember what a condor is supposed to sound like. You've done this sound 100 times. Now you don't have the faintest clue what sound a condor makes. It's a big bird with a giant beak, red glinty eyes, a wingspread of 14 feet, and now you've got to make its cry, and nothing is coming to mind at all. You can't think. Your chest is tight. You're perspiring. The actors are reading their lines. You're coming to your cue with just another line or two. You think you're going to black out. Now, here it is. Here it is. It's your cue. They're looking at you now. Everybody's looking at you, big boy. The director points. Your mouth is open. You did it. You did it again. But now the script is moving on. And now they're looking at you again. You got to do a horse whinny now. You got to do a toilet flushing. You got to do gunshots. A man falling off a cliff, and now some chickens. It's a weird script. It's a tough show. And when you walk out the stage door,
bye, Tommy.
Say yeah. Goodbye to the stagehands.
See you next week, Jack.
Is it any wonder that you're in a mood to cut loose? You get in your red Ferrari. You drive to Holman Field. Get in your Learjet. And you fly north to the Duluth Air Base, where your pals and the Air National Guard give you a lift up to the North Woods. And as the chopper leaves you there and disappears over the horizon, there you are, the place you want to be, your Shangri-La, your secret hideaway. Midnight on Saturday, a billion stars above fresh snow. You walk over to your snowmobile, standing there 8 feet high, 16 feet long,
yeah.
Enclosed cab, 680 horses,
yes.
And you start her up. A little more choke here. That's funny, she's brand new. She always started up before. And now the irony of it strikes you, that you could freeze to death on the Gunflint Trail in a $250,000 snowmobile.
Oh, no!
There you go. A good hit on the dashboard. That's all it takes. Starts right up. You head off through the frozen muskeg along the trail, 80, 110, winding up to 140, 160 miles an hour, the trees whipping past, up over hills, jumping ravines, down hills. Snowmobile skidding down a slope to get it under control. And now, look out, look out, look out. It's a moose. It's on the trail. Look out. And now